Welcome to the Naked Holidays Christmas Spectacular.
Okay, we're recording. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
It's a naked, naked Christmas, the most magic time of year. We'll be backstage or drinking because we get paid in beer.
Hello and welcome to Go See a Show, the Off-Off Broadway podcast. I'm Robert Gagneau, your host, and this week, as we begin December, Go See a Show features the artistic and administrative staff behind one of the funniest, most irreverent, most original, and most naked holiday shows around. On to the interview.
I'm in the third floor rehearsal space of the 133rd Street Art Center. It's nice, beautiful, reverberant space. Got natural reverb up in here.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It's real good.
With the gentleman of End Times Productions. Please introduce yourself for the podcast.
I'm Russell Dobular, Artistic Director.
Matthew Kreiner, Managing Director.
And I am Lil Vona, Assistant Artistic Director.
Lil's going to be filling in for me, apparently, when I can't host in the future. I work with End Times a little bit every now and again. I'm actually recently become a company member, and I'll be directing in this show. So, as always, full disclosure, yes, I have a vested interest in this one, but these guys have been producing Naked Holidays, which is their upcoming show, for 5 years now. This is the fifth incarnation, and who can tell me a little bit about the history of Naked Holidays? I know it comes from L.A., but this is the New York original.
Originally, we were approached to do a holiday show by the Frankel Theater because they were unrented for December, as is pretty common during the holiday season. I told her I knew these guys out in L.A. They had a show, Naked Holidays. If they could send me the scripts immediately and they would give me permission to do it, then I'd have enough time to do it. We were like maybe 3 weeks out of when she wanted the show to go on.
Oh, how things have changed.
Yeah.
We've been working on this since at least August.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a much less ambitious show, though. Basically, we just threw up some sketches. I mean, there was no music, no musicians.
No costumes.
And that's what made it a success.
It was originally just called Holidays, but budgetary concerns brought in a name.
It was supposed to be a one-shot thing, but it was so successful, we kept doing it. And the concept evolved to the point that, really, it's become a completely different thing from what it originally was.
And it's, as you said, it is actually super successful. You guys have had a lot of really great press about this show, and this year is bigger, better than before. So if anyone's seen Naked Holidays, you will see a couple of
I'm an idiot.
You'll hear Russ's cell phone go off, not in the show.
No. I can assure you that Russell's cell phone will go off during the show, as it is a point of pride for him.
Yes. Well, and it's actually, that's not a problem with
this kind
of show.
It's like pissing on the audience.
It's not really a problem with this kind of show, for the most part. I mean, it's very cabaret style, right?
Yes.
Now, this year, it's in Arias, Roy Arias, on 43rd and 8th. In the past, it's been at the Ace of Clubs, it's been at the Gene Frankel. Mm-hmm. It's had a very much more cabaret feeling, but now that you're in a theater, are you going to keep the...
That's kind of coming back to where it started.
Really?
Because originally when we did it in the Frankel the first 2 years, that was a theater, and actually the stage dimensions are almost exactly the same as they were at the Frankel. Ace of Clubs, that was a really different show. I mean, this actually brings it back to its origins in some ways, which changes the aesthetics in a lot of ways, like not doing it in a club.
There will still be beer.
There's still alcohol.
Okay.
Yes. You can't really do this show without alcohol.
No you can't.
Either watching it or performing.
Or performing. or directing it.
Well, it's pretty hard to sell toys with Jesus.
Yeah, bloody crucifixion doesn't exactly sell Xbox.
Oh no, a bee escaped.
As I was starting to say before, if you've seen Naked Holidays in the past, there's a couple of newcomers, there's a couple of repeat offenders, both on stage and in scripts. So what's new this year? What can we point to as something that people haven't
seen? The cast.
The cast indeed is new. The most important new thing is since we did the original since the first year of Naked Holidays, there has been an opening that's been used every single year. And this year, we have started from scratch, back to the drawing board, through workshop, created a new opening, a never-before-seen, never-before-performed original End Times Naked Holidays opening, which we're very proud of.
You should be. Yeah. I just saw it rehearsed. It's quite funny.
And also all of the material between the sketches and certain small sketch bits and all of the musical concepts we create. The show's been drifting more and more towards us creating our own content, and it's kind of appropriate that we're doing a best of series of scripts this year, because we're pretty sure this is the last year we're going to bring in outside scripts.
Really?
Yeah, the workshops went so well. We were so happy with the material coming out of them. And we had so many great ideas that we wound up not able to use that we felt, from now on we should just write the show. So starting next year, it'll be great.
Now the show is going to run till December 30th. It runs the 8th to the 30th. We'll be starting December 31st on the new show.
What?
Yeah, no New Year's Eve party for you. So, any sneak peeks, any information that folks should hear or know about or think about? Should we go out and read our Brecht before we go in? Like, what should we? Is there anything that we should know?
Don't
in
bring
advance?
Your children.
Don't bring your children. That's a good one. So.
I think the most
depends on the kids.
The most important thing
what
I would
they're
say,
seeing on the internet today.
I would say this show is the show that the Times Square area really does want. You know what I mean? It's got everything that a tourist audience coming to New York wanting to see theater would enjoy, and it's also got everything that the rougher edges of that neighborhood that have had in their history. You know, it's got a little bit of the TNA, and it's also got a little bit of just the sappy
PNA.
Of the
PNA too.
That's right.
It's
a whole bunch of consonants and A are available. But it has that sort of nice balance between the two.
Yeah.
You know, it's corny, Christmassy, but it's also
very smart.
Red
though.
Light district.
It's also very smart though. You know, there's a lot of for anyone who wants highbrow amongst their P's and A's and T's and whatever's, you'll find it, because there's a lot of jokes in there from that reference things that 50 years ago, that someone who likes niche holiday things or niche totalitarian things, they'll pick it up and they'll be like, wow, that's awesome. And everyone around them will be like, you're a nerd.
Well, I think that the niche holiday market is not much. What am I trying to say? I feel like End Times fills something that is definitely wanted, but nobody else is really doing. There's alternative holiday shows.
There are.
But who does it with the kind of blood and violence and nakedness
panache.
That you guys do?
Nobody that I know of. Nobody that I know of. We've been the most successful of these alternative holiday shows, I think, for that reason. Like, we kind of hit on the right formula. The element of the nudity in the show, we very much take an absurdist approach to, which I think also appeals to the audience. Some people want to go to a strip club, but if they want to go to a strip club, they go to a strip club.
Well, and it's right across the street.
It's right across the street. It's right downstairs.
As I like to call it, it's ontological nudity, not gynecological nudity.
What? That God, man, why didn't you say that before? It would have been on the poster.
Speaking of the nudity, it is very tasteful, actually.
It's delicious.
It's... Well, there is the element. It is body, but it's not gratuitous in a terrible sense.
Or
it's not
abrasive.
Like,
it's not
abrasive. Maybe that's a really good way to put it. How difficult do you find it selling this show, given that, and getting people to be in the show, given this? Or is this just like a huge selling point? Like, do you find people who desperately want to be on stage naked? Do you find a lot of people who really want to see naked people in shows? Or do you get a lot of, or do you get a bit of...
Some of each.
Yeah.
You know, some of column A, some of column B.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. We really, I think if we were taking a different angle on that, then there would be a lot of people who'd be uncomfortable with the show. Philosophically, I personally believe that our hang-ups about nudity in this country are pretty bizarre, and it's pretty unique in Western democracies, really, to like have this kind of a phobia about the naked body. But a lot of people who are in the arts are a little more open-minded than the average person and have probably drawn that kind of conclusion on their own. What they're really concerned about when they come into audition for the show and decide to be in the show is, what's it all about? What are we doing with it? How are they being represented? And as soon as they see that a big part of the angle we take on it is kind of to debunk that, that it's not a sex show, it's kind of an absurdist statement on some of those phobias.
It's not like, am I going to be naked? It's, why am I going to be naked?
Right. Yes. I don't find a lot of people have a they wouldn't be auditioning for the show, so it's clearly we have a select pool.
That's true. But it is in the advertising. Yes, yeah. There will be nakedness.
But even amongst people who audition for the show, there is that question. Like, okay, well, what is, we very often, you can see it, and we very often have the experience of people, once they're cast and they see what we're doing, agree to do more than they did on their audition sheet once they see what it is.
Right. And also the fact that we, again, it's fifth year, there is a bit of a brand associated with it. People know more often than they have in the past what Naked Holidays is and what they're coming into audition for. It has a bit of name recognition that prevents it from just being a harassing kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, opportunistic kind of show. It's not that.
And speaking of branding and the growing of Naked Holidays, End Times has grown a lot in the past, five years since you started?
Yeah.
This is like Vignettes for the Apocalypse, where it's now, this is a End Times yearly thing. Mm-hmm. Where does Naked Holidays fit into the End Times mission, and where does it go from here? Not necessarily Naked Holidays, but where's End Times going?
Well, the first part of your question, where does it fit into the End Times thing? I've said this before. It's the family show. It is the family show. And I don't mean that in the obvious
that
way.
That came out wrong.
It's the show where...
That's for the family audience.
It's not the family audience show. It's the show where we have a family moment as a theater company. It's where we get the most people who want to stick around, which again speaks to the nature of the work. People come in and do this and go, you know what? I love it. I want to hang around and do more.
And I think you do have something as well. I know under 16 is probably not good. Maybe under 18 is probably not good.
Depends on your philosophy.
Right, exactly. But in terms of the familyness of it, I think there is that as well. This is the most accessible, I think, End Time show. There's something in here for everybody. And not that, you know, End Times in other work that you guys do is completely just obscure or avant-garde or anything. But yeah, there's something anybody's going to get. Everybody's going to get just about everything in here and find something to take away.
Well, as Steve Martin said, when you appeal to everyone, it's more money. It's more money when you appeal to the entire spectrum of humanity with your show.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
That's really smart.
He should write.
Maybe become a professional entertainer.
Maybe. And take up the banjo.
But I cut you off, Lil. You were about to say where End Times is going.
The first part. As far as where End Times is going, I don't know. I don't know. From day to day, it's different. So far, we're going upstairs. We go upstairs a lot.
Yeah, well, you have a new space.
That's right.
There's a home for End Times at 133rd Street.
That's
which is
right.
Great.
That's a big component for it. I mean, the amount of... That's a good... Actually, brings us to a different point, which you didn't ask, but is important to make note of. Naked Holidays is a big production. It's a big, big production. I mean, it's not a simple black box theater night. It's a Christmas holiday spectacular.
Rivaled only by the Rockettes.
Exactly.
And actually, Time Out compared us favorably to the Rockettes.
Yeah, I think we were better.
But that being said, it means, you know, we have a lot of props and costumes and equipment and stuff that needs storage. And now with this new space, we're able to actually have a home base from which to deploy Naked Holidays.
Aside from my apartment.
That's true.
Not to mention rehearsal. I mean, how much rehearsal do we have to
do? Yeah, we should have some rehearsal for this.
What?
Yeah. I said we should start some rehearsals.
Do you think we should rehearse?
I think we should have some rehearsals.
I gotta go.
Well, really, if you guys do have to get back to rehearsal. So, any final thoughts at all?
buy one ticket, two tickets, vote once, vote often.
vote early, vote often. I'd say come see the show, check it out. It's it is a great piece of theater. The people who are in it really care about it, and as you said, Robert, there's something in it for everybody. You'll get the jokes, you know.
Yeah, and it's a blast. I've had so much fun directing one of the shows, and it's everybody's great. There's a lot of talent on this stage. A whole lot of talent.
And a lot of blood.
And eggnog and other fluids.
Don't give those away come the
from, Those That's come really from the audience.
Manischewitz at some point, I think, right?
No, you can't spill Manischewitz. It's very important not to spill. That's just like a party foul.
Really?
It's really sticky. Yeah,
it's the
like
sugar.
Grape. It's like grape juice.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Gagne.
Visit endtimesproductions.com for more info and for tickets. Naked Holidays opens on December 8th and will run until December 30th. In the past, the show's been a pretty big hit with many sold-out nights, so buying tickets in advance is strongly recommended. When you do, use the code ROBERT2, that's ROBERT, then the numeral 2, when purchasing online for a half-price discount. And as always, thanks for listening in. I'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast, so please feel free to shoot me an email at Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, at goseeashowpodcast.com. And for you iTunes subscribers, please leave a rating and a comment on the podcast over there. That's it for now. Hope you can come check out Naked Holidays, and until next time, go see a show.
Solid. That's it.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Back to the grind.
Not like that Steve Martin.